Good morning, everyone, and welcome again out into the Australian bush. It's a beautiful day, and I hope that you and your family have had a great week. Now, I want to ask you a question, so let me invite you to stop everything, put away the distractions. I'm going to ask you an important question that I want you to consider this morning, so even if you have to turn the video off, turn the TV off, quiet the distractions, and give me about 15 minutes of your time. Here's your question. What do you think about total and complete surrender to God's will? I mean, get your head around that. Complete and total surrender to God, holding back nothing. Well, a lot of people say, you know, I'm good with that. Until God starts adjusting things and He moves us into uncomfortable situations that we're not used to. Then we start saying, well, I'm not sure about this, folks. I'm talking about complete and total surrender. How are you with that? Well, today we're going to go to Matthew chapter 13 and we're going to look at a parable or a story that Jesus told. And then we'll look at that story and see if we can place ourselves somewhere within that story. So Jesus tells the story of a sower who went out and spread some seed. First, he spread it along the pathway on unprepared ground. Unfortunately, the birds came and they had a massive feast from that seed. Then he spread some on some rocky ground, and the ground had some soil. So the plants took root, but the soil was thin, and when the sun came up, it scorched the plants, and they all died. Next, he spread some among some thorns. Now, unfortunately, these thorns grew up faster than the plants from the seed, and they grew up so big that they choked out all of the plants fresh plants that had just grown, and the plants died. Again, unfruitful. And finally, some of the seed fell on good ground, and it took root, and it sprouted and grew and produced a massive amount of fruit. These were the only seeds that the sower received an investment or return on his investment. Keep that in mind. We all know the story, and we have an idea of what it means. But today, what I want to do is go back and let Jesus once again explain to us what he means by this parable of the sower. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. It's a beautiful day. Now, Father, help us to lay aside all distractions to where we can focus on you, we can focus on what Jesus was talking about, and see where we can place ourselves in this story. Father, help us to get this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Now let's go over to Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. This is Jesus speaking, and he's explaining the parable of the sower. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. And for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. And he indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. We all know the seed is the word of the kingdom of God. Some received the word and it just went right over their head. The devil had organized distractions to destroy it. It was gone. Others received the word, but then for some reason it was lost. And there were a few who grabbed hold of it and let it change their lives and direct their future. And these became highly fruitful people. Now we know in our day, most of the time we say this word is the gospel of Jesus Christ. But today I want to use the word as the word of God to Christians living today. So Christian, this is for you. And hopefully today you'll discover where you are when it comes to surrender to God's will for your life. But before we get into this, where do you think you are when it comes to total surrender? Where do you think you are? Look at verse 19. So anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. I believe there's a lot of Christians going about their merry way, immersed totally in their lives, and when God speaks, they barely recognize that it's Him because they're just not listening for the voice of God or His direction. The devil throws in distractions and immediately diverts them away from God. Everything continues on normally, and they have just missed a massive opportunity to be in the middle of God's will. This happens to so many Christians who are just too busy. You see, God wants so much for them. But this time, God goes totally unnoticed. Now let's go over to verse number 20. Jesus continues, "As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy." This Christian hears the voice of God. He grabs hold of God's direction for their life and they get excited about it. And it appears that God has them on His side. But then, verse 21, "Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away." One thing for certain, when somebody starts following a vision that God has placed in their heart, there will be persecution and there will be resistance. Maybe even good intention people will stand up and push back. Have you ever been there? Unfortunately, when persecution starts, the excited Christian who is just trying to do God's desire will crumble and fall. Then they will go back into hiding just to get along. In some cases, these discouraged Christians, listen closely, in some cases, these discouraged Christians will lose heart and walk away from the church altogether, or they'll go somewhere where their vision and their desire can live. I've seen this over and over and over so many times where excited and motivated Christians, often young people, they encounter resistance and they often pull back and the vision dies and they go off into wherever. That's sad. Then Jesus mentions one more distraction that we're going to take a look at. Verse number 22. "As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word, and it proves unfruitful." You and I all know the distractions and worries in our lives. And sometimes when our focus gets on the distractions and the worries, we get our eyes off Jesus. We lose our vision and we become unfaithful. And God's word, His calling, loses effect on us. And then there are those riches. Yeah, the riches. Our jobs, our careers, our investments, and whatever wealth building processes that we have in place, though they are important, if we have an unhealthy focus on our wealth building, we become unfruitful for God. You know throughout the New Testament about the concerns that the gospel writers had for an unhealthy focus on wealth. Folks, this focus will destroy God's will for our lives. Yes, we hear the voice of God in our lives, and we know that God has something special for us, but we just can't turn loose of our vision for wealth. Jesus tells of a young rich man who Jesus literally called to follow him. And the rich man had way too much, so he turned and walked away sadly because he just could not give up his wealth. You see, the love of money overcame the call of Jesus to follow him. That, my friends, is sad, and it happens to so many Christians in our day. But then Jesus tells of one more person. Verse number 23, as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. Finally, the one person who could care less about the distractions. They had enough depth within themselves to push past the naysayers. This one person had a greater love for the call of God in their life rather than their wealth. God blessed this person beyond their wildest dreams. The difference? This person had a heart, a good heart. They had a depth in their Christian life, and their trust was in God rather themselves. Is this one you? Now, let me ask you something. Where are you in this story? Just where are you? Are you the one so obsessed with having a good time that you barely even recognize the voice of God? Or are you the one who hears the call of God and you accept it with joy, but when persecution and resistance comes against God's call in your life, you just can't push past it, so you pull back and you just dissolve into the landscape? Or maybe you're the one who hears God's call and you understand it and you start moving forward until you realize the cost of being a disciple for Jesus, and you step back and say, I just can't do that. Or maybe you're the last one who hears the call of God in your life and you move past all of the distractions, and God blesses you in a way that is far beyond your wildest dreams. Which one are you? Today, I want you to honestly identify yourself within this story. You may even realize that some changes desperately need to be made. Some places in your life needs to be surrendered to the hand of God so you can reach your maximum potential. So if you realize that, what will you do? I know this is just a video, but listen, what will you do? Will you surrender your life to God's will in your life, whatever that might be? You can do that wherever you are. And listen, folks, your fruitfulness in the kingdom of God depends on it. We're going to listen to an old song now. And don't be distracted by the words. It's just simply, I surrender all. And I would challenge you to do business with God Do what the Holy Spirit is prompting you to do right now, so you can be that person that God blesses beyond your wildest dreams, because you find yourself in the middle of God's will. Father, thank you for the story that Jesus told. Thank you that we can find a way to apply it in our lives. Now help us, every single one of us, to respond positively to your call, your voice in our lives. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.